You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
He's Jalen Rose. I'm David Jacoby. We are Jalen Jacoby. What is it that we do?
We give the people what they want.
Jalen, I cannot believe how we are starting the show today. It is the Don't Get Fired topic of the day.
And now, the Don't Get Fired topic of the day.
This morning, the President of the United States tweeted this about NASCAR. He criticized NASCAR driver Bubba Wallace and said the noose that he found in his garage was a hoax. However, it was very much a noose. The FBI investigated and said it was not a hate crime against Wallace because the noose had already been there for months. And then at the end, he went on to say that NASCAR banning the Confederate flag is the reason that they're down in ratings. NASCAR has since said, no, that's not true. We are up in ratings. Jalen, what do you make of all of this?
How about I tie a proverbial noose around this topic, David Jacoby? I am not surprised at all. And you just used a couple of coded terms that took place in that tweet that has been a messaging that has taken place for the last handful of years. This is why in November 2016, I said players in the NBA and the NFL, when they won the Super Bowl or the championship, would not be attending the White House with 45 as the host, because of this divisive mentality and approach. It was not a hoax. I've heard that term before. Oh, okay, about the coronavirus. Ratings are down in NASCAR. I heard that before. That's when Colin Kaepernick took a knee. And that was the overtone that the mainstream America in a lot of ways was able to foster. Well, if he plays, people won't support. Now you graduate 4 years. A lot of people that felt like that then don't necessarily feel like that now. And those that do and still follow this rhetoric of this segregational conversation that our commander and tweets continue to put into the atmosphere. Bubba Wallace was the one that was done unjust. Why are you trying to spin it like the drivers that stood behind him for his equal rights were doing him a favor, Jacoby? We've come so far, but yet we have so far to go.
A noose being in the workplace of a black man, whether it was put there the day before he got there or months before he got there, is offensive and it is racist and it is not a hoax. It's that plain and simple to me. It is now time for some broken news.
To everyone else, it's breaking news. To Jalen and Jacoby listeners, it's broken news.
Well, now it seems like everyone wants to change the name of the Washington football team. Ron Rivera said it would be awesome if they got it done before the season start. And now, owners of the minority stake in the franchise say they want out. They've contacted investment bankers to try to sell their stake in the team because they do not want to work with Daniel Snyder. Jalen, what does it tell you about Daniel Snyder's leadership for this organization?
It tells me what I've been saying for the longest. When fiscal pressure interferes with your racism, then all of a sudden your decisions change. And we're seeing Confederate statues being taken down. We're seeing so many legislations being passed and so many letters in corporate America being acknowledged that they need to be more diverse. This was a gentleman that went on Wax and said he would, quote, never change the name. And then all of a sudden a pandemic come and you look down at $680 billion worth of sponsors don't necessarily want to patronize your product. And then another 40% of your investors are talking about divesting. Oh, that's a real issue. Like we've said almost a decade, the name will change for the Washington NFL team.
we know the name is going to change for the Washington NFL team. And Dwayne Haskins over the weekend tweeted just an idea. He said, why don't we call it the Washington Red Tails, which I thought was interesting. And anyone who's familiar with their history knows that that was a very prominent group of black fighters. And we even went ahead and made a logo just to see what it would look like. You know, all right, Washington Red Tails, no big deal. I have an idea, Jalen. And this is all one that's also been thrown out there. A team that I once played for, the Washington Generals. Someone else is throwing this out there. I played for the Generals. The people that own the Globetrotters brand already said they'd be interested in selling it to the Generals, an established brand. Listen, the Redskins aren't making the playoffs, so it suits them right now. I'm just saying, it wouldn't be a bad idea. But not only are the Redskins, and I'd never say that word, I'm just saying it now because of what way we're talking about it. Not only are they having the reckoning, but there are other teams that are also going to have a similar look in the mirror. Take a look at these other professional sports teams. There are lots of college sports teams, but professional sports teams that are going to be next in line to change their mascot names. Washington, Cleveland, Atlanta, Kansas City, Chicago. Now, this is an incomplete list, but these are the sort of main ones that people find offensive. Jalen, how long do you think it'll take before all of those mascot names are changed?
Soon as it starts to affect the bottom dollar. That's why, as enthusiastic as I am about the progress I feel that is being made in race relations and systematic oppression, I always fall back on acknowledging sometimes the most important color is green. And when those situations get affected with those teams, like in Washington, the name will change. Unfortunately, it's not going to be somebody saying, you know what, it's the right thing to do, let's make it happen. If that was the case, it would have taken place already.
Jalen, it's time to talk about some NBA basketball. The Milwaukee Bucks and the Sacramento Kings are the latest teams to close their practice facilities due to positive tests of the coronavirus. Jalen, what do you think about this latest development?
I like the way the NBA seems to be like going about this. Remember when Rudy Gobert was irresponsible and touching microphones at press conferences, and he and Donovan Mitchell were diagnosed, and before you know it, the NBA shut down and sports shut down and society shut down in a lot of ways. And so to have 23 teams, 15 players per team, and a coaching staff and 300 plus players get tested and only 5% fail, that's great. And now when you open facilities to acknowledge early with the Bucks and the Nuggets that you should shut down the facility because you've had tests, allows them a couple of weeks to quarantine those players and or families and still get to Orlando. I like the pace that the NBA is on.
Me too. And I thought we were going to disagree about this. And it was the Bucks and the Kings that just recently shut down. And a lot of people are saying, oh, wow, they're having to close practice facilities. The bubble's in trouble. This probably isn't going to work. You know what? This is actually an indication of how well that the testing is working. They haven't had that many people test positive in terms of the percentages, and they're testing over and over and over again. I really think the NBA is going to be successful with this bubble because of moments like this. If they see a positive test, they handle it appropriately. I really think that the bubble system is going to work for the NBA, and I do not feel the same about MLB and the NFL. And it is now time for some very important news that matters we can all relate to. We've all been on Zoom calls for work and blue jeans and FaceTimes, and we've all made the mistake where we thought it was an audio call and we found out that it was a video call as well. Well, a man has offered his resignation, said he will resign because there's a video of himself showering during a council meeting while it was being live streamed to the public. Jalen, if you were this man's manager, would you accept the resignation?
I would give him a second chance because in this climate of working from home, people have been doing a lot of things they wouldn't normally do. And there have been some issues with signals and connections. I think you have to be patient with this employee. And if he wants to come back to work after his coworkers have seen him naked, that's on him. Allow him to come back to get his gig.
I would also say this, intent is very important. It was not his intention to live stream himself in the shower. If it was his intention, then I would accept the resignation. I want to show you two things. One, Cam Newton's outfit when he arrived in New England. Yeah. And two, what David Njoku said about his future with the Browns. Stay tuned. We're back in 2 minutes. Jalen Jacoby.
Jalen and Jacoby is presented by Modelo. Brewed for those with a fighting spirit. Part of Happy Hour.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Welcome back to Jalen and Jacoby. A lot happened over the weekend, and here to tell us what to discuss is Jalen Rose, and keep it moving. If you want to discuss the topic, hit the brakes. Hey. If not, me, you, and Method Man jump in the minivan and keep it moving. First up, we have Cam Newton's arrival in New England.
Hit the brakes.
Let's take a look at Cam Newton's outfit upon his arrival in New England. He did not disappoint. He dressed up like one of my four-year-old twin girls. Like, he's just the outfits are so good. He looks just like one of my four-year-olds, and he's killing it.
I want to teach people some terms. That is not an outfit, Jacoby. What Cam wears are costumes. Fair. And he's going to do work this year with the Patriots.
Well, maybe David Njoku will not be doing work with the Browns. Keep it moving or hit the brakes.
I want to keep it moving for now. Maybe he can end up playing with Cam in New England.
Bryson DeChambeau spent the weekend hitting bombs. Keep it moving or hit the brakes.
We keep it moving for now.
We keep it moving. We keep it moving.
Joey Chestnut is the GOAT of a sport that a GOAT would be very good at. My man ate 75 hot dogs. Not just ate 75 hot dogs. In 10 minutes to set a record in the Nathan's Hot Dog Eating Contest. Is Joey Chestnut the GOAT of all GOATs?
He's the GOAT of all GOATs at hot dog eating, but he's also a perfect example of anytime you want to criticize, crack jokes, or fat shame somebody and talk about how much they eat. He's a reflection that just because you're huge in size and or the opposite, it does not necessarily mean that you're not eating BROTUS. Because that's what that looks like to me.
Serge Ibaka likes the Raptors' chances. Keep moving or hit the brakes.
We're the defending champ. Keep it moving for now.
We keep it moving.
One of our favorite players and personalities in the league will not be playing in Orlando. Keep it moving or hit the brakes.
I say hit the brakes on this one.
Victor Oladipo said he's going to sit out the restart of the NBA season. However, I believe he is going to travel and support his teammates. Obviously, he's coming back from an injury. What do you think about this decision?
Vic, nephew, I need a favor, dog. I need a favor. This is a perfect time for you to drop an album. We need a soul album to embody the times right now, dealing with this social unrest. We need an album. And when you're ready to drop it and premiere it, do it right here on J&J.
I feel like if you're a musician and you don't come out with an album after being in the house for 3 months in a row, then what are you really doing? You know, like, what were you really doing for the last 3 months? I'm putting on all musicians. All y'all better have an album ready for us soon. Finally, we have to wish a happy two-decade birthday to one of the most exciting players I've ever seen, Zion Williamson. Keep moving or hit the brakes.
Hit the brakes since we love Zion.
Love Zion so much. You just put on images of Zion Williamson dunking on people and grabbing the ball out of people's hands, and it just makes everybody happy. Zion Williamson, I have no idea what the future holds for him, but right now is just so, so exciting to watch play basketball.
He's a physical freak of nature. His height with that bulk plus extraordinary explosiveness. And here's something that people always sleep about Zion. with his build. He got a handle. Zion, remember Jalen told you, got a handle. Dunks off the left foot, dunks off the right foot, uses both hands. Can't wait to see him put in work in the bubble.
And you don't see any of this now because of his role on the Pelicans, but he passed at Duke. Like, he had some assists at Duke. I can't wait for him to unlock that in the NBA. Jalen, I am very concerned for one of our friends of the show, Jorge Masvidal. I will tell you why right after this in just 2 minutes.
He got this.
Jalen and Jacoby is presented by Modelo, brewed for those with a fighting spirit. Part of Happy Hour.
Welcome back to Jalen and Jacoby. Jalen, friend of the show, my favorite fighter in the UFC, Jorge Masvidal, has accepted the fight at the last second against Kamaru Usman. UFC 251 in Abu Dhabi. He is an underdog. Are you concerned about Masvidal?
Usman, like all of these fighters, is a terrific warrior, gladiator. However, you know I'm rolling with our guy. He said on First Take, however, you need to lose 20 pounds in the next handful of days. He said, big deal that comes with the sport. He also said he wanted to put his opponent on a stretcher. So it feels like he's confident, and this is our chance to go to Miami and party with him and celebrate the win.
Yes. I can't wait to watch that fight. Jorge, we are with you. Make sure you listen to our podcast. We always have exclusive content on the podcast every day. Dan Le Batard and Highly Questionable is next. We'll be back tomorrow.
You're far too kind.
We always say we get the people what they want. Part of that is giving exclusive content for the podcast. Jalen, I want to take people behind the curtain for a second. Donald Trump kind of messed up my day. You know what I mean? It's just like, all these plans. And then the president of the United States had to come out talking about NASCAR ratings and being wrong. It's just like, yo, this is like, can we just do a Jalen Jacoby and talk about the Bucks? You know what I mean? Like, not that these aren't important issues. And not that this is important. It's just like, come on.
Well, here's the frustrating thing. Let me tell you the frustrating thing. Is it distracts from the actual goal and focus to continue to break down barriers of racial and systematic oppression. Bubba Wallace is the single black driver in NASCAR. And for him to create an overtone, like everybody else, put their lives in harm's way by standing behind their coworker because he wanted to be treated like an equal citizen at his job, and he showed up with a noose in his garage, and you're tweeting about that like it's a hoax? That's a fact. Oh, wait. I know when our commander in tweets used that term before. Coronavirus. Is that still happening? I just remember.
Very much still happening.
You know, you see Cardi B's video. Coronavirus. Coronavirus. Every time he speaks, I think of her video to let us know that this is real. And so, lastly, you want to intimidate owners and mislead the public like you did in the NFL to believe if you allow Colin to kneel, then that's going to disturb your ratings. That is not true about NASCAR, what he said. Their ratings were actually up. And you want networks to actually focus on quality human beings. The ratings will take care of themselves. So if you got a few people that are 55 plus years old and they feel a certain way about, you know, inclusion, let them feel like that in the privacy of their own home. But you know what younger people aren't able to do? Be like that at their jobs, or be like that in front of their friends, or be like that while they're at school. You know why? Because they get held accountable.
Also, Kanye, Mr. Kardashian.
Oh my God.
Yeezy. Mr. West.
Come on. Man. Mr. West.
What happened to you?
You know, oh my God. You need Make America Kanye again.
What do you need? What's happening here, man? What's need? What do you need?
Where's Taylor Swift?
What are you doing? What are you doing? What are you doing?
So, Jacoby, again, take it from your brother, dog. I got blinders on, right? And I'm just running this race of trying to see systematic oppression, trying to see racism, trying to see all equality. I'm wanting all of these things to happen. And then on that road, you know what happened? Sometimes you got to use the windshield wipers. And that's Kanye. It's raining.
All he's doing is trying to take us away
from Joe Biden's votes. That's all this is.
Everyone's first response was like, oh, he's going to take enough away from Biden that they could actually help Trump. But then I saw some really smart people talk about the Electoral College and breaking everything down. Just stop, man. I hope you find happiness, Kanye. That's all I got to say. I just hope he finds happiness. Also, you know, I don't even want any more music. If someone said, Kanye's never going to come out with another song for the rest of his life, but he's going to be happy, I would take that trade. No problem. He's giving us enough.
Let me tell you a couple of things. If you've ever heard of the Beehive, for example, let me tell you something. On social media, when an oppressed people speak out and they dislike you and they're not rolling with you, that stick. And I'm just going to say this to Kanye, and I'm going to say this to Kim Kardashian. When you send out your tweets to support your husband, all of that support that we've been giving y'all for all of these years, we help put y'all in the position to be who y'all are. And just know that drain in the sink is going to get lifted soon as those tweets go out. And you start to interfere and start to distract from what we're trying to really get accomplished out here.
You know, Terry Crews just heard us and he got disrespected. Terry Crews is like, what about me, Jay? I can't mention Terry Crews listening to JJ in his car right now. Like, come on, Jay. I don't even get a mention.
And here's the thing. So, you know, I ain't going to say that on wax.
Don't do it. No. I'm moving on. We're moving on to fantasy football. I know you care about fantasy football a lot.
I'm just playing it, Terry.
You put up five figures every year.
All I know is this. The people that he's done some projects with won't be booking him again. That's what I know.
Yep. I watched some old movies, a lot of reruns over the weekend. I was watching some old movies that Terry Crews is in, being like, oh, bet his co-stars aren't so happy about him anymore.
You see a theme.
Well, I have an important fantasy football question for you. And I did one of my favorite personalities. I've said that a bunch today for some reason. Alvin Kamara. You know, remember when him and Ingram were bosom buddies in the backfield, the greatest press conference in the NFL for a couple years ago? Well, Kamara, he was in a relationship with a dancer named Just Ace. And apparently, according to the internet, they broke up. You know, and I believe in love. I want everyone to find love, just like me and Jalen found love. I believe in power couples.
No doubt.
Kamara and Just Ace were a power couple. But here's what's really important, Jalen. As someone who looks at Kamara as a top 10 fantasy pick, how does this affect his fantasy value? More motivated, you know, more focused on life, out of the drama, or going to be in the streets more, less settled down, and maybe not as focused on football? So how does him being in a breakup affect his fantasy value, please?
So here's what happens. As you start to realize your career and your goals are so very close to happening all at once, that all you have to do is make certain sacrifices for a distinct period of time, and they can take place. And if you are him, just think about what his goals are going into this season. To win the Super Bowl.
Yup.
They can legitimately do that. He's on a contending team. To be a top tier running back, he does have the talent. And more importantly, to highlight the first two, he a free agent, so he can get paid. And you know what people normally do in the last year of their free agency? Start making better decisions, at least during that period of time. So if he was out 4 or 5 times a week, or 4 or 5 times a month, or 4 or 5 times a year, it's going to be down from that. You can best now. Whatever any bad habits are that we know or may not know, it's going to be a fraction of those. It's going to almost be like a boxer going into a fight. Certain things he might have done the day of or the night before, he ain't trying to do. And so if she was adult entertainment star, and you know, to me, she's an essential
worker. Let's not say that. She's an exotic dancer. She's an adult entertainment star. Adult entertainment star has a different connotation.
There's nobody walking the face of the earth that puts on more.
I'm trying to tell you, stop saying that. I just can't do it anymore.
Nobody on the face of the earth that puts on more for adult entertainment stars. So, as a summary, this year is going to be great for him. Overall,
okay.
He's gonna miss her, dog. He gonna go back. He gonna get all of the money. He gonna get all. What is it to gain the world and lose your soul? He gonna get all of that money.
And
you know what he gonna do? He gonna try to get her back with the money. He gonna try to get her back.
That's not how
and
you know what? Out.
She moved on.
She moved on. She moved on.
She moved on. She moved on.
Well, I hope he finds happiness. I hope he finds the happiness he's looking for.
And now, Jaylen, I hope he sends her some reparation too.
We had a very productive conference call today. You know, it was before the stupid Trump tweet, and we were just talking about how we're going to do the show and the topics on the show, and you know, just collaborating, coming up with ideas. And then you at one point said, "Let me tell you about my weekend." You really wanted to discuss. You wanted to update our audience on what you had cooked over the weekend because you previewed it on Friday. Now, you got to limit this to like 3 or 4 hours, okay? 3 or 4 hours. 3 or 4 hours.
I'll make it quick. And so, day of shopping, doing some stuff in my mom's crib.
Shout out to Jeannie.
Woke up Saturday morning. Guess what the first thing I did? You'd be proud of me. I went and bought a new grill.
Oh!
Anything that was cooked on prior was not good enough. It was not good enough.
On July 4th, you bought a new grill?
That's what I was on.
Wow.
Yes.
Wow. Wow. Yes. Wow. And out there. The morning of. Where do you go to get a grill? What's your spot?
Was it Home Depot?
Okay, Home Depot. Yeah, I'm sure. Yes, you can't come at noon asking for a grill.
No. 8 o'clock. No. I ordered it the night before. Thank you for your order.
Oh, ordered the night before.
All of that.
Okay, I have concerns. I have serious concerns. As a Padawan in the Grillmaster game, I have concerns. A brand new grill doesn't you'll get the same flavor. It doesn't have that generational of meats that were cooked on there decades ago. The ghost of those hamburgers from 2010 are not there to flavor the hamburgers of 2020. That would be my concern.
What you just said is exactly right. That's why I reached out to a couple of homies that were going to be prepared as I got back to my mom's crib with a box full of equipment that I can't put together.
Shout out Troy.
Help make sure we got it up and going. So once it got up and going, shout out to Myron and his cousin. Oh, and by the way, going in and out of the market, ran into Dave Bean. He's only one of the top 50 basketball players of all time.
Oh, what up?
You know, just randomly.
Go shot.
Yeah, just randomly run into my godfather, Dave Bean, who I went to my biological father, Jimmy Walker's funeral with. Just ran into him, got a chance to talk to him about a new book he has coming out. And he asked me, would I write the foreword? Standing at the supermarket, David Bean. A Hall of Famer asked me, would I write the foreword for his book?
What do you think? What was his plan for the foreword before he bumped into you in the supermarket? You know what I mean? Like, what were we going to do if I did?
He and I This is what made it crazy, Jacoby. We have played phone tag the last 3 or 4 days.
Oh, copy.
And then I just randomly, for the first time ever, saw him at a supermarket. It was just divine intervention. So you get to the house, you get the grill up and going, in and out of the pool, shirt off, shoes on and off, flip-flops on and off. You know what I did, Jacoby? Just throw some stuff on there to practice, warm up, throw some potatoes on there, you know, scramble a couple of eggs on the grill. Yeah. You know,
wait. Slathered some eggs on the grill?
I said, cooked a couple of eggs, you know, on the burner.
Oh, okay.
Got a burner.
Gotcha.
The burner on the side. Scrambled a couple of eggs. On the burner.
I said slathered. I was like, what are you doing?
No.
All right. No.
Even stuff that I didn't personally want to eat, but I knew that I could give it to people. Had a tomahawk steak, just dropped it on there, take up a lot of space, flip it a couple times, you know, just use the grill up thoroughly, not make it too messy or whatnot, you know, hook everybody up a little bit, but they don't even know, like, that's just appetizer. That was Saturday. Sunday morning at the market, 8:01, jerk wings.
Yes. Lobster,
corn with a little cream, baked beans with a little hamburger in them, throwback style. You can throw a little hamburger in them, you can throw a little bacon in them, either way. Mm-hmm. You know about that? You up on that?
I know about the bacon. The hamburger's new to me. I know about the bacon.
You could do either one. You could do both. You know, black people eat beans like soup. You could put whatever in it. Telling.
Sounds great.
Did that. I had the extra spice on the jerk. I let them sit. I just let them sit for like hours. Like that was like, I let everybody see me cook like 50% of everything and be like, yeah, it's gonna be like 2.5 more hours. So I don't want y'all to feel no type of way or nothing. And so had that. I didn't love the lobster tails when I saw them. I didn't love the crab when I saw them.
Oh no.
Oh no,
you got some janky lobster tails? What were the sad lobster tails? The color was off, a little gray.
You know I wasn't doing that. They look sad. Yeah. They look like inchworms.
Sad lobsters, yeah.
We look like they could get thrown back in the water, you know? Like, I'm good. But it was great. Family members, when they came through, they brought a couple of things. So somebody brought potato salad, somebody brought cold salad, somebody brought macaroni salad, you know, that type of thing. But the main dish, jerk, wings and things you sing about, bring them out.
Bring them out. Thank you so much for that detailed breakdown, Jalen Rose. We will be back tomorrow. Why is that?
We're not done. We're not done. We're not done.